Finding Florida's Frontier, St. Augustine. Early on Saturday morning, I buy myself a day pass to use on St. Augustine's Old Town Trolley Tours. This hop-on, hop-off trolley has 23 stops around the city. I'm on the day's first trolley and am impressed by the driver's knowledge of local history. I travel as far as St. Augustine's famous Castillo de San Marcos, the nation's oldest surviving fort. Its gray walls are magnificent and a little frightening. As I walk up to the fort to pay my admission, I look out over the Matanzas River. A pod of dolphins is making its way out to the Atlantic Ocean, swimming around sailboats and paddleboarders. Castillo de San Marcos has protected St. Augustine since 1695. The building is made from blocks of coquina, a shell found along local beaches. When I take a closer look at the bricks, I can actually see shell fragments. Coquina is fireproof, which explains why the fort never burnt down. Other buildings in the area include the Cathedral Basilica of St. Augustine, built with the same material. Castillo de San Marcos has changed hands several times over the centuries. Built by the Spanish, it was taken over in 1763 by the British, who used it as a prison during the Revolutionary War. By 1784, the Spanish flag was once again flying over the fort. But when Florida became a U.S. territory in 1821, the Castillo was renamed Fort Marion. It was used as a prison for Native Americans who lived under terrible conditions. Chained and shackled, they had to sleep on the floor. There was no sanitation, and disease was everywhere.